Alhamdulillah, as I'm sure most of you know, my name is Amin. I'm part of Value Ranch Youth, alhamdulillah. And as you may have heard, this past weekend, we had a very, very fulfilling, fun adventure, the first of its kind with Value Ranch Youth, alhamdulillah, where we took the high school men and we went out. I see a lot of them here, actually, and we took them out about 5-6 hours into West Texas, into Palo Duro Canyon State Park. And we enjoyed a lot of walking, a lot of sights. We started off by arriving, pitching our tents, having a hearty meal, alhamdulillah, and a good night's sleep. And that next morning, we woke up at 4 a.m. and we started our walk. We started walking almost 3 miles up a trail. We then hiked another quarter of a mile up a mountain to get to the location that you're seeing up on the screen right now, which is where we prayed Fajr, and we had many beautiful reflections overlooking the entire canyon at the park, alhamdulillah. There were many beautiful reflections from the mentors, from the youth themselves. They were looking out and just in awe. Just all they could do was praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make beautiful reflections. Following that, we hiked back down. We had a good time with the brothers. We had some nice suhba in the afternoon, and then that night we headed back. Before Maghrib, we headed up into a cave that was right down from our camp area. We spent some time in the cave. We had some more reflections. We had a recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. We climbed up the mountain, and then, alhamdulillah, as things happen, we got rained on, alhamdulillah. We had to rush back to our camp, tie down the tents. Overall, the entire trip was a beautiful experience of a lot of things, such as, you know, sabr for a lot of these people, for a lot of these men who hadn't done something like this before, a lot of, you know, rushing back, getting their responsibilities done, being able to put the tents up, being able to set them down when the rain started, and just a lot of things that were very necessary for these men to show. So inshallah, we'll have Sheikh Yusuf Bakir share some of the reflections from this trip, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was actually one of the most beautiful experiences I had with the youth, because it was a time where I felt honored to be part of this program. Why? Because A, youth were spending a full weekend without even being concerned about the phones. I want to tell you something about this camp. We were actually in real tents. We're not in cabins. We were in real tents, meaning we were just in the desert. And just seeing the youth being not concerned about their technology, about things that they used to do before the camp or after the camp, used to do in the house, things that they're very comfortable with, seeing them being not concerned about this was a big blessing. SubhanAllah, as we were just hiking, it was a long hike, it was about 3 to 4 miles, and towards the end, we had to climb a cliff just to get that rewarding scenery at the end. I was reflecting about this moment, and I said to myself, SubhanAllah, this is how dunya is and how akhirah is. Because ultimately, the Prophet ﷺ said, حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَحُفَّتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. That Jannah is accessible to those who are actually going to put the effort. Because a lot of hardships that you and I need to go through in order for us to get to this rewarding destination. Just the way we were sweaty, we were tired, we were exhausted, and we were just trying to push through it. At the end, I felt that my muscles are getting heavier and heavier, and I needed to actually, you know, push through it, because I have to do it so they can do it. Even though it was tough, and I'm getting older now, but alhamdulillah, I just tried to push through it so I don't fall in front of these amazing high schoolers. Alhamdulillah, we get to that destination. The first thing that comes to mind is that, subhanAllah, if there is no struggle, there is no reward. If there is no struggle in this life, there is no reward. This idea of raising our children to be uncomfortable in order for them to grow is very essential. Very essential. SubhanAllah, I was just reading the definition of discipline. And it is about what? Who can give me a good definition of discipline? Discipline. What do you guys think? What is a good definition of discipline? It is a consistent act of control to achieve a desirable goal. What does that mean? It means why are we here? Allah Azza wa Jal give us two nafs. Alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. Give us a good side of our nafs, the nafs that desires good, and a nafs that desires evil. And there is always consistent battle, consistent fight between these two nafs. And that's why we're here, actually, in this dunya. Is to see, Allah wants to see, who is going to win at the end? The good nafs or the bad nafs? What should we do for the good nafs and the nafs of khair to win? Is that needs a lot of discipline. A lot of discipline. On a daily basis, many choices that we make that can get us closer to the evil nafs or can get us closer to the good nafs. And you cannot choose to follow the good nafs if you don't put the effort for it. If you don't think that you can be uncomfortable in your life, then you're feeding the evil nafs. Why? Because these are desires, tempting. حُفَّةِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. It's very tempting. We need to teach our children that they need at some point to be uncomfortable. They need to be uncomfortable. That's why, subhanAllah, with uncomfort comes a lot of skills. People overseas. Why is it that people in Egypt or Palestine or Jordan or India or Pakistan, you see young gentlemen and young sisters are actually learning much more than a child in the US, has much more skills than a child in the US. I knew people in Egypt, they know 7 languages. They know amazing skills. Why? Because this is just the environment itself has built them in a way that they have to make it. And they're very uncomfortable. And so they grew. The main problem I see, even with the people that they're getting into marriage in the first 5 years, this idea of not being able to be uncomfortable with the first issue that happens in marriage, I will quit. And I wasn't built to confront my issues and be uncomfortable with some situations. I was not built to function like this. Why there is high turnover in jobs in the first 5 years? People quit, very quick to quit. Why is it? Why? It's about the same concept. We weren't trained to be uncomfortable. So that's what we practice during this camp. Be uncomfortable. It's okay to be sweaty, to be, to feel very hot, to have not the best bed that you're used to, the best mattress that you have in house. It's okay to wake up from the heat. And it's okay to walk in the depth of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning and go all the way until you hit Fajr and then you pray Fajr. It's okay. It's okay. That's part of your growth. So don't hesitate to put your children in a position where they're uncomfortable so they can grow, inshallah ta'ala. That was such a beautiful camp. I really sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of the volunteers, all of the mentors, all of the teachers that they have put this camp together. Alhamdulillah, it was such a learning experience for myself as well. Barakallahu feekum and jazakumullah khair, parents, for being part of this. And jazakumullah khair, one more time, jazakumullah khair for all of your effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of your endeavors, ya Rabbal Alameen, and make it heavy in your scale. Make it heavy in the scales of all of the mentors and the teachers, ya Rabbal Alameen, and guide our youth to the righteousness, ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullah khair, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.